वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नम्ने गौरतिशे wanted to tell something very important for devotees. I wanted to tell something from Brihad Bhagavatamrit written by Srila Sanatana Goswami. But now I see that I am so much late. Now it is about 7.
More than seven?
You should see what is. How much?
2 minutes after 7.
Anyhow, I'm telling something from that thing, Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Very important, and you should note down in your hearts that once Narad went to Prayag, where Ganga and Jamuna are meeting together, very sacred place. There he saw a man, a devotee, and he was performing something there. He cleared the place on the bank of Jamuna and Ganges, made a platform on that platform he kept his Shalagram Thakurji. Taking from his box, little box was there, he always used to hang his Shalagram Thakur in a box here, always in his neck. So he took out Thakurji Shalagram and put on a very high and very decorated platform, Vedi. And he began to worship. He invited thousands and thousands of devotees there. All were singing and doing kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Repeating. So they are doing kirtan like this, with 10 or more than 10, so many mridangs, so many big kartals, all were dancing, all were weeping, sometimes rolling down in front of that Thakurji Shalagram. He, after worship, he made abhishek of Thakurji and offered some bhog, very beautiful, which was prepared there. And remnants all began to take. He distributed to all devotees, thousands and thousands, those who came there, all were given Mahaprasadam, very sweet Mahaprasad, tasteful. Even to crows, to cows, to dogs, it was distributed. After that he completed, kirtan was now what over, and all devotees were going because it was about evening. And all were satisfied. Even ant was also satisfied. And he began to take Thakurji in his box. And he was also ready to go to his home. Narad at once came there and began to tell very politely and honorably that I have never seen a devotee like you. Never, never. So your life is successful. And also my life is successful that I've seen you, a devotee like you. You are worshipping Godhead. You are distributing so much prasadam to all, even to ants and dogs. So you are certainly a very high class of devotees. I am successful and your life is also successful. Then he told that devotee answered, "Oh, don't tell. I don't want to hear. I am not a good devotee. I am not a perfect devotee. Always doing so many nonsense things, so many offenses. I don't know any tattva. I only worship Shalagram. But if you want to see any true devotee, you can go to any here, very nearer. There is a king. He's so rich. His temple of Panke Bihari, Bank Bihari, is so much big temple. And it is made of golden. And there, Radha Bank Bihari is there, Bihariji. And daily, more than lakhs and lakhs devotees take Mahaprasadam there. Mahaprasad is distributed. Anyone comes in his kingdom, all are distributed. Free lodging, free distribution of Mahaprasadam, and everything. And when we'll go, you will see in his in front of Thakurji, Thakurji is worshipped in a high way. With so opulence, throne is golden. The Thakurji also golden. And so much doing kirtan all day long. If you will enter in his kingdom, you will hear all persons chanting what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And if you'll go to another village, you will hear, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe, Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Jai, 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 Shri Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Jai, 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 Shri Radhe,
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe, Jai, 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 Shri Radhe.
And when we'll enter in another village, Jai, Jai, Radha, Ramana, Hari, Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari
Govinda Jai Jai
Govinda
Jai Jai Govinda Jai
Jai Radha Ramana Hari
Govinda Jai Jai.
And as you will go more interior, then you will have Nitai Gauranga Jai, Nitai Gauranga,
Nitai Gauranga Jai, Nitai Gauranga Jai, Nitai Gauranga Jai,
Nitai Gauranga Jai,
Nitai Gauranga
Jai, Nitai Gauranga Jai. And son, and those who are very good devotees, what they are?
Govinda Damo Dharma Bhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Bhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharma Bhaveti. Govinda
if you reach to the temple, pujari will come and tell, oh Mahaprasadi, test for Maha remnant of Viharis is here. You can take as you like, as much as man. And then Rabadi, then Khurchan, Peda, Kheer, Rice, and Dal, oh so much. As you can take. And you will be satisfied. Also king will come and inquiry that these devotees has been given everything or not. Oh, I want to give you facility for living here. Please be here for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. You can imagine. And always come to this class and do kirtan. So everyone is like this. So you can go there. I am not devoted, but that king is devotee, managing everything. Then he went there and he saw what that devotees had told, actually like that. And he became so happy. He went to king and told, oh king, I have never seen a devotee like you. Though you are grihastha, but you are doing so much that I have never seen in my life a devotee like you. My life is successful. Your life is successful. You are always serving. Oh, he told, oh, don't tell. I am not your devotee. I am doing all for my self praise. Praise? Huh? That also tell that, oh, you are very good devotee. Actually, I am not devotee. Don't tell me devotee. If you want to see a devotee, pure devotee, Indra is pure devotee. And there, here, the Thakurji in the shape of Vigraha, golden, like a statue. But there, with Indra, he has like his own younger brother and his Vamandeva, always there. And serving, Indra serving, and talking, sometimes doing so much talks. Sometimes Vamandev fights with his, fights with another, his Satru, enemies. And he always removes his all kinds of miseries, sorrows, difficulties, and always helpful for him. And he offers, what offers? Not any material, these things. Only nectar. And Parijat Pushpa, you know, it can fulfill everything. And he gives to his Lord. So Vamandev is in his shape, in God, and he's taking all these things. So his life is successful. If your life will be successful, if you will go to heaven, and you will see with your own eyes. Narad Rishi, at once, in a moment, more speed than mind, he went, he fled, and went to Vaikuntha and saw, oh, how beautiful. Vamandev with his Lakshmi is sitting there, and Indra is serving in so many ways. He is washing his feet and gives so much thanks, abhishekas, and after that so many offerings, preparation, and that nectar and Parijat Pushpa Mala he is giving, flower, garland of all these things, and pleasing him with his stone stuti. Indra saw that, Narad, oh, actually, his life is successful. And he went to Indra and told that you are certainly very high class of devotees, and you are personally serving your master, and he is taking everything like elder brother. He honors you like elder brother. So your life is so successful. I have not seen in my whole life a devotee like. In the meantime, Vamandev went away from his that place, and where he went, anyone did not know where he has gone. Nara told that, oh, your life is successful by serving him. He told, I don't tell this. I'm not even a very little qualified devotee. Don't tell. I don't want to hear. I'm not a true devotee. I'm not serving my master. I'm serving only for my self gain. So don't tell me, devotee. I don't know where my Prabhu has gone now. He was, for a moment he was here, and I was serving. I was happy at that time. But now, where he has gone, I don't know. And I am weeping for him. And sometimes he rebukes me, and sometimes I fight with him for Parijat Pushpa. Sometimes, when Krishna wants, that Vamandeva wants, my throne, Sudharma Sabha, I quarrel with him. I don't respect him. In the pastimes of Krishna, I so much disturb him, and he becomes so angry. I have done so much offenses in his lotus feet, so I am not really a Vaishnava devotee. If you want to see any real devotee, and with so opulence, doing archan to his Swami, then you should go to Brahmalok. And you will see that having four mouths and eight arms. Brahma always reciting Ved mantras, always doing prayers to him, and serves his Lord Sahasrashirsha. Sahasrashirsha means having thousand and thousand of heads. And lakhs of arms everywhere. And she is so big form. And Brahma always reciting Ved mantra and serving him in so many ways. At once Narada went there and saw really thousands and thousands of heads, and Brahma was praying with what recitation? Purushukta. And he was reciting. And he was also giving the fruits of sacrifices. And he was Jagyapati. So taking all the fruits of Jagya, he was taking. And the fruits remnant giving to Brahma. But after some time he also vanished. And Narada came to Brahma and told, oh father, now I have knew your tattva,
your glory.
Glory. Before I was only telling you, father, 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 but not your glory, that you are high class of devotee. Now you see that you are a great, highest class of devotee, and your life is successful. Your Prabhu always plays with you, and you are serving him like a person, and giving him so many kinds of jagya fruits. And he happily tests all these things. And he has given you power to give any benediction to anyone. You have given so much benediction to Raman, Kumbhakaran, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, and so many, not only one. And sometimes you are not different from Krishna himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And sometimes you become Brahma, sometimes Lord Shiva, and sometimes Vishnu. So you are in whole world, you are himself Krishna. And so much powerful. You can create this world. You can finish this world. You can nourish this world. Brahma took his fingers here. Oh, don't tell. Maishal, I told you everything, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you are telling like just this thing to me. Don't tell. In this world, I am a wretched person. I am not a devotee, true. Always engaged in all these things. What? Material things to create world and all doing this. But I am not creator. Who is creator? Krishna creates all. Krishna creates. And he gives power in Karna of the Sai Vishnu. And he then becomes Garbhodar Sai. And he is doing everything in this world. I am not doing anything. I am not Krishna. Don't tell. It is a very big offense. You know that in Krishna pastimes, I did make so many offenses. Or if I take it. Definitely I am not a devotee. Begin to tell that. If you want to see true devotee, then you should go to Shankar. He is true devotee. Always chanting his names. There is no one more greater than Shankar. He is himself Krishna. No difference. Hari Har Ek Atma. So you can go to there and see, always doing kirtan with his whole family, his wife, sons, and his all associates, dancing with the damaru and always serving Krishna. Then he at once went there. And he began to tell Shankar, oh, your life is successful. Truly, you are a pure devotee. But it is not fact, you are himself Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are doing this world, creating this world. You are destroying this world and nourishing. Actually, you are doing. So you are not different to Krishna. Sometimes you play the role of so many manifestations. So really, you are not devotee, but you are God yourself. Then he becomes some furious and told that, you are my disciple. I have told you so many times that don't tell all these things. I am not Krishna. I am not even a pure devotee. If I was devotee, then he called me at the time of churning sea, ocean. And he gave me what?
Poison.
And you see that in this world anyone cannot do that work, difficult. Then he calls me and tells that you should go and preach Mayabad. I am Brahma. I am Brahma. World is zero. World is nothing. There is no God. We are all God. We are all Brahma. So he tells to me, these bad things, I'm always making so many problems and offenses in the lotus feet of my Prabhu. So I never used to go to Vrindavan in his pastimes. Otherwise I will make some problem. I went to Dwarka once and I began to quarrel with Krishna, fighting with Krishna for Barnasura, because Barnasura is my devotee. And I took his side and began to quarrel and fight. Once I gave a benediction to Bhasmasura named a Vrikasura, named very big demon. And he wanted to marry Parvati forcibly. But Shankar was so furious, so he could not do. But he worshipped Shankar And then Shankar told that you can take any benediction. So he gave benediction. He wanted this way. To whom I will touch with my palm, he should be at once burnt to ashes. Having this benediction, that demon began to test Shankar that whether he has told true or false. And he began to touch, run after Shankar and Shankar, running here and there. He is Mrigachala, Vyagrachala. His skin slipped down. He became naked. His damru was thrown here and trigun there. And Hare Krishna, going. And he was doing here and there. And all, oh Prabhu, save me, doing this. In the meantime, Krishna came in the shape of a very little boy. Why you are so worried? Oh, you are not seeing that the demon is following me to touch me and then I will burn. Because I have given so. So why you did so? You should think and then you should try to give anything. But without anything, and you have given this. Oh, acha, you should go. And I am managing everything. And he sat there like a yogi. And when Brikasur was coming, that demon running very fastly. Oh, why you are running so? Oh, I am searching Shiva. Have Shankar gone in this way? I have seen. But why you are searching him? Oh, I am searching him to test what he has told me, benediction. That if he will touch this to anyone, he will burn to ashes. I want to test whether he is right or wrong. Oh, foolish person, why you are not testing yourself? Shankar always telling false, always falling false. And so he cannot tell true. So he is false. So you should see, take your palm here, and you should see that nothing is done. At once, oh, very good thing. So I should test. And when he tested it here, and he became true. Then Shankar came and begged apology. He told that you should not do like this. So I am not his pure devotee. Sometimes so many persons tell me that you are himself God. You are Brahma. So I am very worried for this. If you want to see any pure devotee, go to Prahlad. He is really a devotee. You should go. And you will see that Nrisimhadeva is there and he is always serving him. Nrisimhadeva takes him in his laps even. Very good. Very good. And he is serving. Then at once he flew to Sutallo, Tal Talatal Patal Rasatal Sutal, where Bali Maharaj was there. Prahlad Maharaj was there, and were both serving Nrisimhadev or Vamandev in two forms. He was seeing that there he was serving so much, and Nrisimhadev was so much pleased. Sometimes eating something, his offerings, and sometimes very happy. Then Prahlad Maharaj went to him and he began to do dandavat to Prahlad Maharaj. Then Prahlad Maharaj thought that my Gurudev has been mad or what? That being I am his disciple and very, very third class of disciple. So inferior disciple. And he is doing pranam and praising me and praying me. What is the matter? So he told the Gurudev, don't do so. Oh, now I have known that I have misunderstood you. I made you disciple, but actually you are not my disciple. You are true devotees to Krishna. And Krishna is controlled by you. And to माने तुम्हारे वाक्य को सत्य करने के लिए.
To
make your words true, he has come in a Nrisimhadev. And the moment he killed Hiranyakashipu, at that time even Lakshmi Devi, Shankar, Brahma could not come to Nrisimhadev. So you are the devotee. He told her, "Don't tell like this. I'm your disciple." And he was rolling down in the feet of lotus, feet of. He told that if you want to see any devotee, you should go to Hanuman. Really, he is always serving. How he is serving? Sometimes taking Ram on his shoulders, like throne. Sometimes making his tails like cashel. Sometimes jumping sea and going to Lanka. Sometimes doing messaging the feet of Ram, Lakshman. I cannot do all these services. Sometimes he goes here and there. Sometimes he takes whole mountain on his hand and comes to Lanka. So always, forever he is serving. Once, when Ram was in Ayodhya,